Getting to know you, getting to know all about you. Getting to like you, getting to hope you like me.
Welcome to the Ninja Forms Meet the Team miniseries. Today I'm joined by the fedora-wearing, van-obtaining, data-tinkering, RPG-playing, wine-producing vino connoisseur, our very own development ninja, KR.
Hello.
How you doing, KR?
Pretty well today.
How do you feel about the introduction? Was that good? Was that befitting of your gravitas?
It was fairly accurate.
Okay.
I'll give you that one.
Thanks.
I would give you 95%.
Okay, 95%. So like a 9.5 out of 10.
Sure.
Awesome. It's great because I get to review this interview at the conclusion.
Oh, so. There's reviews. Yeah. I don't have to fill out a survey, right?
No, you don't. You don't.
Okay,
you
cool.
Get out of that one. So today, this is part of our Meet the Team miniseries. We've done quite a few of these now. We're here to get to know you. We want our users to know, you know, what is behind our team, the people behind our team. So one of the best ways to get to know someone is to ask them questions about themselves. And that boils down to, in this small segment, 20 questions.
Oh, boy.
Are you ready to play?
I am not a mineral.
That's fair. All right. We'll jump right into this. Question one. If you didn't have to sleep, what would you do with your extra time?
Wow. If I didn't have to sleep. I don't know. I kind of like sleep. Sleep is good for you. Actually, I'm a gym rat, so I would probably spend quite a bit more time exercising.
Okay. So if you didn't sleep, we'd get like super buff KR.
Oh, yeah. We would get super buff KR. it would be pretty great.
Question two. What fictional place would you most like to visit, be it from a book, movie, game, etc., and why?
You know, I've never really given much consideration to that.
It's the first time for everything.
I guess so. Well, the first place that came to mind when you mentioned it was actually Neverland. So we'll go Peter Pan.
Straight up Peter Pan.
Straight up Peter Pan, Neverland.
So would you be a lost boy or would you be like a pirate?
I feel like the pirates were all awful people, but I also feel like they'd get a bad rap.
Okay.
So I think I go the pirate here.
Okay. So you'd be like an anti-hero pirate?
Yeah. We'll go anti-hero. I like that role.
Awesome. Question three. What hobby would you get into if time and money were not an issue?
Probably landscape photography. But that would be like traveling all over the world photography. Like,
yeah.
I'm talking go climb a mountain and take a picture of Tibet or something like that.
So KR would never be in the same place as what you're saying.
Oh, no. I would be on the move all the time.
That's awesome. Question four. What job would you be terrible at?
This is kind of amusing for me because it's something that I'm very familiar with the concept of. So I'm actually an awful teacher.
Okay.
I am a horrible teacher because I have very little patience for watching somebody do something wrong repeatedly. If they do something wrong once, it's not a big deal. But if I see them repeatedly making the same mistake,
you're going to jump in and just do it yourself.
I'm going to jump in and do it myself.
Yeah.
And as somebody who has come from a very specific like development background, I'm familiar with the fact that most people who got into development that I learned from are people that went into development with the intention of I'm going to work until I can't keep up with code standards anymore, and then I'm going to teach the next generation how to do it. And so I know that, like, in the back of my mind, that's what I expect to do with my life.
Yeah.
But I also know that I'm an awful teacher right now, and
that's
so
fair.
That's definitely somewhere I'm gonna have to take time to grow.
Yes, yeah, so I say maybe age will grace you into it.
I hope so.
Maybe you'll develop patience and a certain calm as you get older. All right, question five. If you could turn any activity into an Olympic sport, what would you win a gold medal at?
Typing very quickly. Word count. I at one point in time, I think I was doing like 180 words a minute or something like that. Ridiculous.
That's respectable. Nice. We'll get that gold medal polished and ready. Question six. What is the most annoying habit that other people have? Of course, this implies that you do not have that habit.
Well, I was going to say talking to yourself, but then myself and I would have to have an argument about that. So, you know, I don't know that I've actually thought about that too much either.
Mm-hmm.
I don't tend to be, I'm a very chill person. I don't tend to be annoyed by a lot of things. So
yeah,
I guess
agree.
Repeatedly making the same mistake, as I mentioned earlier.
That's fair.
So not learning from your mistakes is an annoying habit for me.
Question seven. If you had to change your name, what would your new name be? And why would you choose that name?
I don't know. I might change it to JR instead of KR because I get called JR a lot anyway.
Oh, I can see that. Yeah,
so,
KR is not common, but JR,
no,
everyone
not.
Hears that.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, sure. Question eight, what food do you find most disgusting?
I don't know that I would call it disgusting. I'm not a big fan of like black-eyed peas and pinto beans because they have no flavor.
Okay.
Without adding stuff to, like, I have to dump so much Tabasco sauce into a bowl of black eyed peas to eat them. And it's not necessarily that they're disgusting. It's just they don't have any taste.
Okay. So you need a flavor profile.
Yes, I need something.
You're not good
with
bland foods then.
No, gotcha. I'm not good with bland foods.
Okay. Question 9. What skill would you most like to master?
Repeating questions. handling awkward pauses better, actually. Okay. I have a tendency to use and stop and think and use the word like repeatedly. Public speaking has never been a big thing for me, but I would like to be able to do it better.
Conversational flow.
Yeah.
Okay. Question 10. If you could know the absolute and total truth to one question, what question would you ask?
Does P equal NP?
Okay. Is that your final answer?
That is my final answer.
Oh, question 11. What takes up too much of your time?
Sleep, unfortunately. But as I've previously mentioned, I'm a fan.
You enjoy sleep.
So, that's just kind of where that is. I feel like I would get a lot more done if I slept less. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, there are certain bodily functions that shut down if you don't get enough of that. So
that is a thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, question 12. What will finally break the internet?
Well, have you ever tried giving it the college try?
No.
I had a friend who told me a story at one point in time about giving everything the old college try. So apparently his router went out, and he gave it the old college try. And he didn't describe to me at the time what the old college try was. But later on, I found out that the old college try was to dump alcohol on it. So he literally poured beer on his router, thinking it would make it work better.
Yeah, I've never heard it equated to that. Like, it's always been like, if I give something the old college try, it's like I gave it a decent amount of effort, but not enough to sink my teeth into or really stick with for a long amount of time. But to pour alcohol over something, that's a new one for me.
I mean, I feel like if you poured beer on the internet, it would probably break. Electronics don't tend to get along with liquids very well.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that is an answer. Question 13. What is the dumbest way that you've been injured?
So, actually, a couple months ago, we were goofing off in front of the dartboard.
In the office. Yeah.
And Eric's doing something dumb where he's jumping and throwing a dart mid-flight.
Mm-hmm.
And then landing right in front of the board. So technically, he's not crossed the line when he throws the dart because he's not on the ground.
That's fair.
Actually, it's very unfair, but that defeats the purpose. So seeing him do this, I was like, yeah, cool, I can do that. Not in my mind realizing that I am, in fact, wearing socks, not shoes.
Mm.
So I take that leap, and when I land, my feet keep going.
Ooh.
I hit the wall, and I fall on my butt, and we all got a good laugh out of it, but I had a bruise for a couple days.
Sadly, I missed that one. I'm sorry. Oh, question 14. What artist or song do you put on when you can't find anything else to listen to? You just can't decide.
I'm actually a big fan of the electro swing music, of the genre there. I couldn't give you, like, a specific band.
No, I
tend to open up, like, YouTube and just go to one of the 24-hour live channels and just let it play.
So electro swing all the way.
It's a pretty good thing for me to listen to if I'm just like wanting to zone out.
Okay.
It's good for gaming, it's good for work. It's got a beat to it, but it's not so distracting as to take me away from whatever else I'm doing.
Okay. Question 15, what TV show or movie do you refuse to watch?
What TV show or movie do I? Actually, I'm going to go with Game of Thrones here.
All right.
Because I've heard so many people say great things about it. I watched like 2 episodes of it and I couldn't get into it. Like I just I couldn't do it.
So you're not jiving with the Thrones.
No.
Okay. Question 16. What is the ideal way to spend your weekend? Sky's the limit.
The sky's the limit?
Mm-hmm.
I guess Mars is out then. The ideal way to spend my weekend. Doing nothing, actually.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of hiking, grab a backpack, and just like hit the trail and turn off my cell phone and
now
be
you're
gone
singing my song. Yeah.
For like 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. I wouldn't call that doing nothing, but I guess perspective, right?
That's fair. That's fair. Okay. Doing nothing mentally challenging anyway.
Okay. Question 17. Time travel, are you going to the future or the past? And why?
That one's tough. So personally, I feel like I would rather go back to the past than going to the future.
Mm-hmm.
Because going back to the past gives me an opportunity to live a simpler life rather than a more complicated one. I already feel like life is super complicated.
Yeah.
And
technology only makes it more so.
Yeah, I think the future will only make that worse.
Yeah, I think you might be right, you know, personally. Question 18, what website do you visit most often that is not Ninja Forms?
I don't suppose GitHub counts.
No. Let's be even more specific. That is not work-related.
I honestly visit YouTube a lot. Okay. I don't know that that's going to specifically be, like, it's weird because YouTube is a catch-all for stuff at this point.
Mm-hmm. It really is.
It's just, hey, I'm fixing something at home. How mm-hmm. do I do that? Find a YouTube video. Yeah. I'm working on my exercise form. What am I doing wrong?
Yeah.
Find a YouTube video.
It's become like a video wiki.
Yeah, I want to like play a new game or buy a new game. Where do I find the trailer for it? I'll go to YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Or gameplay of it.
Yeah.
Or a review.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, anything. Yeah, I get that. Question 19, what movie would be greatly improved if it were made into one long epic rap battle?
I feel like I need to give this one some thought.
Sure. The magic of editing. It'll seem like it was a split second.
You know, I think this may be the most difficult question that you've asked me. I'm going to say Ender's Game.
Okay.
Because not only do I feel like the movie could have been improved upon, having read the books and loved the books,
mm-hmm.
but also I just want to see alien bugs rap.
You know, I do too, KR. I do too. That's a good answer. It's a good answer. All right. Last question. Question 20. What would be the coolest animal to scale up to the size of a blue whale?
I would say a cricket. I want to hear how loud that chirp is when it's that size.
Yeah, like if it vibrates the whole
world.
Yeah,
I just want to feel, I want to know if it like vibrates the whole room that you're in or what. Can you cause an earthquake with that?
I don't know. Like, well, I mean, in theory, if the flap of a butterfly's wing from across the planet could cause, you know, I mean, then I would think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's some dangerous stuff. Well, I mean, I lied to you like I have everyone else that's come before you. There is a bonus round question.
Oh, boy.
Are you ready?
No, but do it anyway.
What would be the worst thing for the government to make illegal, no matter how absurd, that would ultimately result in your inevitable imprisonment?
Wow. I'm super glad that I didn't live during Prohibition. Alcohol and I are friends,
mm-hmm.
being the winemaker that I am.
Yeah.
So if making alcohol was
so if that happened again, like you maybe
if we go back into Prohibition, then
maybe keep an eye on KR.
Maybe just leave me alone in my little hut on the hill with all of my stuff around
when that happens, if anyone interviews you from now on, the first thing you have to ask is, are you a cop?
yeah, that might be valid.
Is that where the rule applies? Like
this isn't going on the record, right?
Yeah. It's not on the record. If you're a cop, you got to tell me.
Yeah, it's important. I need to know.
Well, KR, thank you for joining me. This has been a fantastic interview. But like I said before, this is the time of the interview where I now rate your performance.
All right.
Okay. So I give this interview a solid 13 bowling balls out of 4 bottles of unfermented wine.
Okay.
Once again, thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you for supporting Ninja Forms. And we hope that you will come back to us in the future. Until then, for KR, we are over and out.
Farewell for now.